Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Hastings, but led by one at halftime. We were tied like nine different times, had five different lead changes. So this was a tough ball game on our home floor.
Yeah, you know, and actually their point guard was sick that game. So she played only 9 minutes the first time around. So she's a really good player, and she'll make them better. They're an athletic team. They've got people that match up pretty well with our size and position for position. So it's definitely one of those games where, you know, we're going to have to really execute in the half court and make sure that we're moving and screening and just being efficient offensively. And then defensively, we're going to have to really deal with their athleticism and rebound the ball.
Girls excited about the possibility of playing for the championship this week? Have they talked about it, or just approaching this game as another game?
Well, definitely. I think, you know, obviously everybody knows, you know, the situation that we're in. We win two and we win the conference. So they know that. At the same time, our as I've said to you a million times, our approach has been one game at a time and to focus on the game at hand. So that's where I think their minds are. And you can tell there's some focus and some energy in practice the last couple of days. So it'll be an exciting week.
Something I haven't asked you yet since you came aboard. Realistically, did you think you could turn this program around like this and play maybe for a conference championship your second year here?
Well, you know, there were times last year when I definitely wasn't sure about that. But, you know, the group of kids that we've been fortunate to coach this year has really made this work. You know, they've bought into what we've asked them to do. They've been great help in kind of getting everybody on the same page and making it a collective group effort. So, you know, if it wasn't for the seniors that we have coming back and had coming back for this year, in Laurel and Cammy and Frankie and those returners, you know, Sierra and Hallie Samuelson, those kids stayed this summer and they worked really, really hard and really believed that, you know, if they did the things we asked them to do, that they would get better. And so, you know, when you have kids like that, anything can happen. You know, those character kids who want to work hard and who are willing to do what it takes to have a good team.
Coming off of a win the other day against Dakota Wesleyan at home, 99-86. Happy with the game?
You know, defensively, I thought we could have played a little bit better. You know, they got away on some things, you know, some open threes and off some double screens and things that we kind of knew that were coming, that our communication wasn't perfect, you know, but I thought we executed fairly well and made a couple of huge runs where we were able to really stretch it out. And, you know, obviously our three big scorers, Laurel and Jamie and Cammy, all three had a pretty good offensive game. So, you know, overall it was a good team win. But, you know, defensively, like I said, I thought maybe we could have, you know, slowed them down a little bit better than we did.
It's the time of the year that coaches like to talk about their ball club peaking at the end of February, first part of March. We there yet?
You know, we kind of had a little hiccup there for a while. You know, that 2-3 game stretch where we struggled, and sometimes, you know, that happens where you're growing and getting better and moving forward, and then you kind of get stuck. And I felt like that's where we were at. And then, you know, these last, you know, few weeks, I feel like we've kind of made some more strides and continue to improve. And we seem like we have a lot of energy still and are still, you know, you can see it in kids sometimes, if they're tired or weary. And I'm not seeing that. I think our kids are fresh. And so anytime you've got fresh legs and you're excited about the situation that you're in, I think there's still room to grow and to get better. And I hope, I'm looking forward to seeing the peak here, you know, in the next coming weeks.
Is that because of the depth? How many people we got playing off of the bench?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of depth. And some days we don't even get as deep as we could, you know, so that helps a ton when you can, you know, play enough kids that you can get some of your heavy minute kids some much needed rest. So that makes a huge difference. You know, when those kids step in and contribute, it also is energy off the bench that, you know, not everyone has. So absolutely, it's huge.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Hastings playing at Midland University tonight, a team that is 14-14 in the season, 10-8 in the conference, but you say they're much better than that.
Much better than that. They've had a really, really tough schedule. They've played probably one of the toughest schedules in the country. They've played, you know, several top 25 teams. They've played a couple of Division II teams. So, you know, they've played a really, really tough schedule. And, you know, they're dealing with a new coach and just that adjustment and getting acclimated. And I think here in the last few weeks, they've been playing really, really well. Like I said, they're super athletic. They really like to play in transition. They have several kids that can really put it on the floor, and they're hard to keep in front. You know, transition and being able to slow that down is going to be a huge emphasis for us today.
In all respects, they're kind of in the same position as we were, maybe with you. That's the first year. They've kind of learned the system of the new coach, and now they're starting to catch their stride here at the end of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Late in the season last year is kind of when we hit our stride, you know, and kind of started to figure some things out, and you can definitely see that in this team. Again, the talent and the athleticism on Midland's team is phenomenal. With Jamila Johnson is an absolute. She might be the best athlete in the GPAC. I mean, she can really go. And then Sammy Licori, the freshman point guard, you know, she had a year off. She didn't play last year. So you can see her kind of coming into her own. And then, you know, Joelle Anderson always plays tough. And Shepherd matches up pretty well size-wise with Laurel. So, you know, they're top seven or eight are solid.
Another team that kind of relies on a three-point shooting, number four in the conference in three-pointers made. So a team that can go inside and out tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a couple kids that can really, really shoot it. The Page kid and then Danny Anderson both can knock it down if you leave them open or even if you give them some space. So you obviously got to stay attached to those two, but then you've got to be able to kind of help on some drives in trying to keep Jamila and Sammy Licori under control. So definitely a nice balance and probably one of the most balanced teams we see in our conference.
Mentioned the Shepherd girl. She's dangerous on the offensive glass as well.
Absolutely. You know, she gets to the front of the rim a lot. She knows a couple of the kids are going to get to the rim. So, you know, if your post player steps over to help, then she's right there at the front of the rim for offensive boards. So, you know, we got to make sure we cover down, rotate, and try to keep her off the boards tonight.
Well, what's the key to slowing this team down, or at least stopping this team tonight?
Well, I think you got to control the ball, you know, and that's difficult to do because their point guard is their best rebounder. So, you know, she just gets it and goes. So you got to be able to find the people that advance. The other thing is their point guard advances the ball so well. So, you know, she doesn't put it on the floor a ton. She's just going to get it ahead. So we've got to be able to recognize when do we have an opportunity to get to a board and when do we just need to hustle and get back and cover up the basket and you know, make sure that we cover up their shooters.
What about offensively? What can we get done tonight?
Well, I think you got to screen this team. They don't screen. They don't switch screens. So that's one of the areas that, you know, if you don't switch and you get good screens on bodies, you can generally get some open looks. So, and then, too, you know, transition for us is a huge, huge thing. We try to be be consistent in running the ball, pushing the ball, and running the floor every opportunity, because, you know, you got to steal some buckets somewhere. And so just execution, making sure that we're moving the ball and executing our stuff and taking good shots.
Probably going to have a great shooting night here tonight to stay in this thing.
Yeah, we're going to have a great shooting night, and we're going to have to get to the boards offensively. You know, obviously we've been able to get offensive boards, you know, over the season and given us opportunities. The other thing that does is it limits the opportunities for transition for the other team. When you're putting the ball in the basket, they've got to get it out of bounds, obviously. So that's going to be a huge key for us today.
Okay, go on.
Great, thanks.
Kerry Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people, because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. On the road with the Broncos tonight in Fremont as the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams get ready to take on the Warriors out of Midland University. I'm Mike Willen, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first. It is simple for Hastings. The Broncos coming in ranked number 4 in the country in the NAIA Division II coaches poll. If Hastings wins both games this week, they win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. And Kerry Hofstetter's second season as head coach. Hastings coming in right now just a half a game behind Concordia, who has the night off tonight. Concordia has a conference mark of 16 wins and 3 losses. Hastings is next in line at 15-3. And then you've got Northwestern and Morningside currently tied for third place at 14-4. Midland is sitting in fifth place. They are at 10 wins and 8 losses on the season. With 2 games to go, Hastings has got Northwestern coming up on Saturday. Concordia, the conference leaders right now, they have a game at Morningside on Saturday afternoon. But first things first, Hastings up against a team tonight that comes in with a mark of 14 wins and 14 losses on the season. They are 10-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings beat this team earlier this season, 71-59, but it was not easy. Midland actually out-rebounded the Broncos, 37-30 in that ball game. Hastings was able to force some 25 turnovers in the ball game, but it was a tight contest as it went right down to the final minutes of the ball game, and Hastings was able to pick up the win by the score of 71-59. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through thy light that our flag was still there.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're talking about Midland. This is a team that is averaging 70.8 points per ball game in offense. That is 10th out of the 12 teams in the, or 10th out of the 11 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they are very good on defense. Midland giving up only 69.4 points per ball game. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming in averaging 78.2 points per ball game in offense. That is fifth in the conference. They're giving up 67.2 on the defensive end. That is second in the GPAC. We'll get to the starting lineups tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College tonight, Cammie Breckman gets a start. Basically the same starters that we've seen the past couple of months. 5'9" senior out of Silver Lake. Breckman is now averaging 15.9 points per ball game. That is sixth in the conference. Abby Jackson, 5'6" out of Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 5.3 points per ball game. Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9" junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk, the third leading scorer in the conference, averaging 17.8 points per ball game. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" senior out of Cambridge, averaging 5.8 per game. And Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. She's averaging 14.5 points per ball game. For the Warriors of Midland University, Jamila Johnson, a 5'9" junior out of Omaha, Nebraska. Johnson is averaging 14.6 points per ball game. Darian Moon is a 5'4" senior out of Jacksonville, Florida. She is averaging 6.3 per game. Joel Anderson is a 5'10" junior out of Lincoln. Anderson is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Kelly Page is a 5'7" senior from Melbourne, Australia. Page is averaging 7 points per ball game. And the other starter, Taylor Shepard, a 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. Shepard averaging 10 points per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's going to be Midland controlling the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket to our right tonight. The Warriors dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed the leather in the orange and the black. Hastings in their black uniforms, trimmed the leather in the crimson. Here tonight, the Broncos, the fourth-ranked team in the nation, NAIA Division II, as they lob the ball inside. There's a shot up there and in. They go right to work, and scoring down there is going to be a Joelle Anderson as she scores for Midland University. 2-0 is the score. The Warriors are out on top. Midland coming at a mark of 14 wins and 14 losses on the season. Hastings College has got the ball. Midland opens up in a man-to-man defense. They lob the ball inside. That's Zwiener with the ball. Here's a pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. First turnover in Hastings. Now the ball is knocked into the scorers table here on the near sideline, and Midland will play things in. So the Broncos turn the ball away on their opening possession of the ball game. Hastings averaging 14 turnovers per contest this year. Now they're going to give the ball to Hastings. Last touch here by Midland, so the Warriors turn the ball away. It's a 2-0 ball game. The Warriors have the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk with it down to Breckman out here in three-point territory. Swings it to the left side. Abby Jackson has got it on the wing. Drives it to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down inside by Taylor Shepard, and the ball is going to be rebounded here by Midland. Running down the far sideline is going to be Darian Moon. Stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Kelly Page, now to Moon on the wing. Moon drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, lost out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Midland's ball. Last touch there by Hastings. Just underway in women's college basketball action here tonight from Fremont. Midland has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 2-0. Here's a Darian Moon with the ball, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Darian Moon goes to the far sideline. That's a Jamila Johnson with the ball now. Good outside shooter. Here's a Taylor Shepard on the wing. Comes out to Moon. Now swings it to the right side with the ball. There's going to be Kelly Page. She's going to have her pocket stripped. That's going to be Cammie Breckman with the ball. The second turnover on Midland here in the ball game. Breckman gets the ball to Zwiener. Now to Jackson into the forecourt. Peterson for three from the corner. His shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Jamila Johnson. Johnson has got the ball from Midland, goes to the far sideline now to Darian Moon. Moon hustles into the forecourt, dribbles to the top of the key, and now sets up the offense. A feed to Kelly Page on the wing. Page gets it away. That's going to be Shepard with the ball. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Moon. Now to the left side. It's going to be Page. Her shot is up there and in. Kelly Page knocks down a three ball. Midland, very good in three-point shooting. They're number two in the conference in three-point percentage at 35%. Midland is out to a 5-0 lead. Hastings has gone 2.5 minutes without scoring here. Zwiener, her shot is up there and in. Earl Zwiener scores to the right side of the lane. A turnaround jumper. She banks one home. 5-2 is the score. Hastings finally gets out of the scoreboard with 17:39 to play here in the first half. It's a 5-2 ball game now. Warriors have got the lead. Kelly Page with the ball to Moon. Moon looking out here in three-point territory. Comes back to Page on the wing. Hastings College is in the man-to-man defense. Page in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Kelly Page puts it up there left-handed, so Kelly has hit a 3-2. And Midland is out to a 7-2 lead here over Hastings College. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby out here in three-point territory. She holds it, now dribbles with it, sends it over the wing on the right side to Van Kirk, fakes the three, dribbles inside the ring, puts up a 15-footer shot, no good. Rebound is Wiener in the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It's on the baseline. It's picked up by Peterson. Peterson gets it to Van Kirk. Her pass nearly intercepted. Ball is swatted loose. And now we've got a jump ball called down here. Three players at the deck. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. 16:52 to play here in the opening half in the Midland Events Center in Fremont here tonight. Now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls an early timeout. 16:52 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 7, Hastings College 2.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Ooh. All right, Hastings College has got the ball. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-2 early in this contest. Midland has got the lead. Abby Jackson on the wing. Jackson comes out to Van Kirk again. Thought about the three, but passed it up. Comes across the top. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Puts it up the right-handed and scores. Laurel Zwiener with both field goals for Hastings College, and it's a 7-4 ball game now. Midland is out on top by 3 points. 16.5 to play here in the first half from Fremont tonight. Here's Darian Moon with the ball picked up by Jackson. Moon gets around. Jackson dribbles in the lane. Her pass could be deflected. Deflected and picked up by Hastings. That's the third turnover already on Midland here in the ballgame. Here comes Abby Jackson back with the ball. Abby stomps out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Breckman. Inside down to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Laurel Zwiener with three field goals in the first half of play. She's got 6 points, and the Broncos are back within one. 7-6 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Warriors have the ball. Jamila Johnson moves it down to the baseline. Goes for the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Johnson. Follow shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Zwiener grabs it. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk brings it back to the center of the floor. Feeds it left side of the lane. That's Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman scores, and Hastings comes back to grab the lead. 8-7 now with 15:37 to play. This is the first lead of the ball game for the Broncos. After falling behind 7-2, Hastings has scored 6 straight points. Here's Moon driving from the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Darian Moon on the drive. She gives Midland the lead again. 9-8 to score. Midland has got the advantage with 15:20 to play. There's a bounce pass to Van Kirk and a baseline. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk scores on a short right baseline jumper, and Hastings College reclaims the lead. 10-9 to score now. Here's Midland at the other end. A shot by Shepard, no good. Follow shot by Shepard, no good. Rebound Shepard, follow shot, good. 3 shots in the hole there by Taylor Shepard. As she finally converts, she's got her first field goal of the ball game. Midland goes back on top by a score of 11-10 in this seesaw battle here in the first half of play. Here's Bruckman with the ball out to Van Kirk across the top to Jackson. Abby holds it over here, brings it back on the right wing. That's going to be Bruckman with the ball. Down to Van Kirk, turnaround jumpers off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepard. Shepard has got it down to Darian Moon as she brings it back the other way for Midland University. The Warriors dressed in their white jerseys here this evening with their black and orange trim. Here on the wing is going to be Jamila Johnson. Comes out top now to Darian to Let's see, that's going to be Kelly Page hitting a 3-ball. That's her second 3 of the ball game. She's got 8 points in the ball game. And now Midland has got a 14-10 lead. Here's Bruckman. Her shot for 2 is going to be good. So it was on the line as Bruckman hits a long-range 2. And now it's a 14-12 ball game. There's a shot taken. No good by Shepard. Rebounded here by Midland University. Joel Anderson goes inside down to Shepard. Her shot's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bruckman. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 1 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Shepard. Shepard is 65% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Shepherd is now 84 for 127 from the free throw line. Midland is a team hitting 71% of their foul shots. That is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Orl's winner checks out into the ball game. Is going to be Sierra Williamson. Second free throw is up there and in by Taylor Shepherd. Into the ball game now for Hastings. That is going to be Alex Edwards. Edwards comes in for Frankie Peterson. So 16-12 is the score. Midland women's college basketball. They've got the lead here over the fourth-ranked team in the country, Hastings College. Here comes Abby Jackson back with the ball down the near sideline. Bounce pass comes over here to Cammie Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Williamson dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but the foul is going to be called. Bailey Dietrich is going to be hit with a personal foul there for Midland. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson, a 63% foul shooter in the season for the Broncos. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Hastings, the second best free throw shooting team in the conference. They're hitting 73% of their foul shots. Next shot is up there. It's good. Sierra Williamson cans a couple of free throws, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. Now it's 16-14. Here comes Joel Anderson with the ball now for Midland University. Gets it in the hands of Sammy Locari. She did not play when Hastings played Midland earlier this year, and Hastings, in fact, played sparingly in the ball game. She was ill. Locari has got the ball, goes over to the far sideline to a Danny Anderson. Anderson comes out to Sammy Locari. Entry pass to get it to Anderson. Kicks it back out on the wing. There's a long-range jumper by Anderson. It's up and in. Danny Anderson nails a three ball from the left side. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Midland has now got a 19-14 lead. There's Bruckman. Her shot, no good. Rebound Williamson, and she's fouled in a play. So it's 19-14. Hastings College trailing here in the first half. But now we got a personal foul going to be whistled here. It's going to go on Locari from Midland. That's going to be your first. And for the second time here in the first half, Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line. Got a couple of free throws just seconds ago. The next one is up there. It's going to be no good. It rattles out of there. End of the ball game now for Midland is going to be Shelby Ruprecht coming into the contest now. She's averaging 4.6 points per ball game, a 5'10" senior out of Campbell, Nebraska. Here's the next shot by Williamson. It is up there and in. So she hits one out of two. And the Broncos are still trailing in the ball game on a score of 19-15 here in women's college basketball. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball. Anderson brings it into the forecourt now. As the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense, Anderson gets away. There's a pass to Ruprecht at the free throw line. Gets it out here to Locari. Back over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Anderson with the ball. Now to Locari to the near sideline. Dribbling the ball over here is going to be Jamila Johnson. Lobs the ball down low. She dribbles into the lane. A shot by Joel Anderson is going to be in the hole there. Jamila Johnson drops it down low to Joel Anderson, and she scores. 21-15 now. The Warriors are out on top by 6 points. Hastings has the ball. Here's Alex Edwards. Comes out here to Van Kirk. Dribbles in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Too strong. And we got a foul called on the rebound. Personal foul will go here. It's going to go on to Midland. That's going to be on Anderson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on Midland University here in the first half of play. Here comes Taylor Shepherd back into the ball game now for Midland. Also coming in for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. Farmer comes in for Abby Jackson. 12:32 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing. Here's Williamson. She goes for the hole. Shot's going to be partially deflected there by Shepherd, and the rebound by Shepherd. Gets it away on the far sideline to Jamila Johnson as she comes back the other way. Farmer falls down. Johnson throws up a three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Out of Van Kirk down the right sideline. Here's Jamie Van Kirk. The Broncos are trailing 21-15. Bruckman comes over here on the near side. Edwards lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head of Williamson. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. And now a foul is called in backcourt. So a couple of turnovers for Hastings here in the first half of play. Now Bruckman hit with her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings. Non-shooting situation is going to be Midland playing the ball in here in backcourt. Warriors have an early 6-point lead over Hastings. It's 21-15. Here's Locari with the ball down the near sideline to Danny Anderson around the screen. Anderson moves it inside the free throw circle. Now to Jamila Johnson on the far sideline. Johnson gets it out here to Locari, picked up there by Farmer of Hastings. Here's Danny Anderson, moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Back out between the circles to Locari, now to Anderson, now to Jamila Johnson. Dribbles it to the hole, her son is up there and in. Jamila Johnson taking it right to the hole and scores. Midland able to get to the front of the rim here, and they've got an 8-point lead. 23-15 over Hastings College here tonight. There's Alex Edwards inside to Williamson. Williamson puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland ball. Last touchdown there by Chanel Farmer. And in the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. Coming out is going to be Breckman. And now Kerry Hostetter will burn her second time out here in this first half of play. Hastings has fallen behind by 8 points here to Midland University. We've got 11 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score, Midland 23, Hastings 15.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Got the men's game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Midland University Event Center in Fremont tonight. Hastings College trying to lock up a championship ball game on Saturday at Northwestern. A possible championship game, but this one is needed here first in order for Hastings to maybe play for the conference title on the Saturday afternoon in Orange City. Hastings is down by 8 points here early. 23-15 is the score. Here's Kelly Page with it now for the Warriors, goes over on the wing to a Danny Anderson. Her pass inside to Shepard. Throws it on the far sideline down to Ruprecht, who is back into the ball game. Comes across the top of Lakari. Lakari picked up there by Farmer out here in 3 point territory. Here's Jamila Johnson behind the screen. Johnson moves down the left side of the lane all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Jamila Johnson gets her second driving layup here in the ball game. She's got 4 points. Midland is out on top by 10. 25-15. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Chanel Farmer now. Farmer comes across the top. That's Chelsea Morton. Morton moves it over here on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot blocked out of her hands. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Frankie Peterson. She replaces Edwards. Also coming in, Laurel Zwiener. Williamson will come to the bench. 10:40 remaining here in the first half. Midland is out to a 10-point lead over the Broncos. It is 25-15. Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk waiting. Now throws it out here between the circles. That's going to be Frankie Peterson as they work against his man-to-man defense. On the wing, Chelsea Morton, not a Farmer, inside to Zwiener. Wheels in the lane. Her shot up there, no good. Rebound Peterson. Follow shot, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. That's touchdown there in the baseline by Danny Anderson of Midland. So the Broncos will play things in. 10:28 to play here in the first half. Midland 25, Hastings 15. So now Farmer will trigger things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Farmer will get it into Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball is on the far side. It's picked up there by Farmer. Now to Peterson. Drives it down the lane. Her left-handed layup. Good. Frankie Peterson scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back within 8 points. 25-17 here in the contest. Lakari has got it. Sammy Lakari down from Midland. Goes over on the wing. That's Danny Anderson with the ball. Anderson lobs it here to the near sideline to Jamila Johnson behind the screen from Ruprecht. Johnson moves it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes, her shot no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Van Kirk. Van Kirk has got the ball down the near sideline. Jamie cuts it back to the center of the floor. Her pass to the near sideline to Farmer. Back out to Van Kirk. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound battled for. Ruprecht had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Farmer. Farmer now to Williamson. Rather to Laurel Zwiener, who's back into the ball game. Zwiener gets it out here to Van Kirk. Back to Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores on the assist from Jamie Van Kirk. Zwiener has got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back within six. 25-19 with 9:28 to play here in the first half. Here's Lokari with the ball. Lokari goes over here to Danny Anderson behind the screen. Anderson moves to the top of the key. Down to the near sideline. That's a Ruprecht. Her pass inside is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it inside there to Taylor Shepard, and the ball deflected out of bounds there by Peterson of Hastings. Zwiener was behind her. They had a double team inside on Taylor Shepard, the post player. 9:17 left here in the first half. Here comes Joel Anderson back into the ball game now, replacing Ruprecht. Inbounding the ball is going to be Kelly Page, who's back into the ball game now for the Warriors. Page gets it to Lokari, and she's going to be fouled into play. Sammy Lokari down on the right baseline is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be Farmer's first. That's going to send Lokari to the free throw line. Sammy is 76% foul shooter in the season. She is 121 for 158 from the free throw line. He throws up the shot. It's going to be good, straight down through the hole. So Sammy Lucari, the 5'6" freshman out of Columbus. Well, I'm a second wonder. Shot is up there and in. Lucari's first 2 points of the ball game. Midland back out to a 8-point lead now, 27-19. 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. There's Zwiener with the ball. Right side of the lane. Zwiener spins in the paint. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Kicks it back out to Farmer. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener has it stripped away. Scramble is on down here in the baseline. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will get it. Shepard and Zwiener mix it up just to the left of the basket down here on the baseline. The Warriors will play things in. 8 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Midland scored the first 5 points of the ball game. And they've got a 27-19 lead right now. Here's Lucari looking to penetrate against Farmer. Throws up a shot off of the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Brings it into the offensive zone here for the Broncos. Peterson takes off. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound again. It's loose. It's going to nearly go out of bounds. Now it does. Last touchdown there by Jackson. And again, it'll be Midland playing things in down here on their own end. 27-19. Hastings is trailing here in the ball game with 8 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Midland University Event Center in Fremont. Down the left sideline, that's going to be Danny Anderson with the ball. Hustles it into the offensive zone and now holds things up. Anderson will get it to the far sideline to Kelly Page. Down to Shepard, picked up by Zwiener. Long pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Farmer. That's the fourth turnover on Midland here in the ball game. Farmer gets the ball away now to Frankie Peterson. To Farmer, fakes the three, brings it back to Frankie on the wing. Peterson around the screen, lobs the ball inside to Zwiener. She mishandles the ball, but is picked up here by Farmer. Back inside to Zwiener. She backs up, now spins it. Her shot is up there, good. Laurel Zwiener is having a good ball game so far. 5 field goals, 10 points. Hastings back within 6 points again. It is 27-21 in favor of Midland University. There's another pass going to be picked off by Zwiener. Turnover number 5 on the Warriors. Zwiener gets the ball to Jackson. Outside to Morton for 3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Gets it out to Jackson. She fakes the 3. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Down in the corner to Farmer. Back out to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it back to Farmer. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Zwiener goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Broncos trailed by 10 points back there. With 10:52 remaining at 25-15, Hastings has battled back to within 6 points, and now Laurel Zwiener goes to the free throw line for Hastings. She's already got 10 points in the ballgame on 5 field goals. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiener is a 80% foul shooter in the season. She is number 5 in the conference in free throw percentage, as she's knocked down 80% of her foul shots this year. And now Midland University wants to call a timeout. Sean Gilbert, in his first season as the head coach of the Warriors, wants to talk things over. We've got a break. And we'll take a break right along with him. The score is 27-21. Midland with a lead over Hastings College today.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Fremont. 27-21 is the score. Hastings trailing. Laurel Zwiener goes to the free throw line for the second of two. Zwiener missed her first one right before the timeout. Her second one is up there. It's going to be good. It's now a 27-22 ball game. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Checking in here for Midland is going to be Haley Diedrich. Diedrich checking in for Taylor Shepard. So it's a 27-22 ball game now. Hastings down by 5 points. Midland has led most of this first half so far. Here's Darian Moon. She's going to inbound the ball back here to Joelle Anderson. Hastings applying a little pressure back here. Anderson winds her way down the near sideline, gets into the hands now of Kelly Page around the screen to Darian Moon. Moon holds it out here on the wing now to a Jamila Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor, dribbles. Now angles toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the front iron. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good by Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Peterson with the ball. Gets it to Jackson down to Farmer. So now Farmer gets it now into the hands of Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk dribbles to the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Diedrich. Diedrich loses the ball out of bounds and is going to be off of the leg of Diedrich out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. That'll be a turnover on Midland. They're sixth of the ball game, and now Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. 6:51 to go here in the first half, 27-22. Hastings is down by 5 points. Now Peterson having some problems with a sneaker on the far sideline. He gets that tied up. Hastings will play things in. Jackson comes out to Peterson in 3 points there. That's why your shot is up there. It is good. They say two. They say two. Her foot was on the line, but Frankie Peterson hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And the Broncos are back to within three now. 27-24. Here's Moon with the ball. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sierra Williamson. To the far sideline now to Jamie Van Kirk. Gets it in the hands of Abby Jackson. Now to Peterson. Back out to Van Kirk. About 35 feet away from the basket near the 10-second line. There's a bounce pass to Peterson. Now to Van Kirk. Drives it down the right side of the lane. She's caught on the baseline. Her pass could be intercepted. Intercepted by Joel Anderson. That's going to be the third turnover on Hastings. Moon has got the ball back the other way. Moon drives it against Jackson. Her shot's up there and in. Darian Moon scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. Midland back out on top by 5, 29-24. Here's Farmer, 4-3. Her shot's way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. An air ball thrown up there by Chanel Farmer. She comes out of the ball game now. Here comes Chelsea Morton back in there. 5 minutes and 58 seconds to play. You're in the first half from the Midland University Event Center in Fremont. Midland with a lead over Hastings tonight. 29-24, women's college basketball. The Broncos ranked number 4 in the NAIA Division II poll this week. There's a pass down the far sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Peterson right in the face of Joel Anderson. Peterson deflects it out of bounds. It'll be Midland playing things in. Their offensive end, 22 seconds left on the shot clock. They lob it into the lane, grabbing the ball, shooting, and missing is going to be Joel Anderson. The ball rebounded there by Peterson. Gets the ball away to Abby Jackson. Down to Morton. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Personal foul is going to be called on the rebound. It's going to go on, looks like on Midland. It's going to go on Kelly Page. That's going to be her first. Check that. Two fouls now on Kelly Page. Team foul number 5. On the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Non-shooting situation. They'll play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson looking. Abby Jackson looking. And finally she throws it out here to a Van Kirk in 3 points. Territory drives it in the lane. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. The ball poked out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul called here. It's going to go on Williamson. Williamson climbing the back of a Warrior. Picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Looks like team foul number 4 on Hastings College. They're in the ball game. Yeah, it's going to be Midland playing the ball in now with 5.5 minutes to play. In the first half, 29-24. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball. Anderson goes to Lokari. She dribbles into the lane. The ball's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Peterson. Turnover number 7 now on Midland. Here comes Abby Jackson with it down the right sideline. Jackson pulls up at the top of the arc. Down to Peterson. Inside to Williamson. Back out to Abby for 3. Shot good. Abby Jackson nails a 3-pointer from the right side, and Hastings is back to within 2 points now. 29-27, Midland has got the lead. A big, big 3-pointer there by Abby Jackson with the clock sitting at 5 minutes here in the first half. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball. Anderson works out on top against Morton. Goes over to the far sideline to Lokari. Down to Jamila Johnson. Dribbles to the top of the key. Jamila Johnson takes it right to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped around. Johnson grabs the ball. Johnson circles around. Back in the paint. Her shot's up there. No good. It's just blocked. Johnson gets her own shot back and goes back up. Shoots and scores. Johnson scoring there. She's got 3 field goals now and 6 points. 31-27. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Lokari. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. Lokari goes inside to Rubrak. Wheels in the lane. Her shot's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk has got it now for Hastings College. Van Kirk down the right sideline. Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton seeing extended playing time here in the first half of play. Morton goes out to Peterson. Now to Morton on the right wing. Inside to Williamson. Back out to Peterson. Now the wing on the left side. Frankie Peterson comes across the top to Morton. Drives the ball into the paint. Kicks it back out here to Jackson. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland ball. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Coming out will be Frankie Peterson. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. It's 31-27. Williamson comes out. Here comes Wiener back into the ballgame. Laurel's got 11 points already for Hastings College. She's got 11 out of the 26 they put on the board here in the first half of play. Here's a Shelby Rubrack with the ball. Down to a Lucari as she brings it into the offensive zone here against Jackson. Lucari hands the ball away to Jamila Johnson. Takes it down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouled in the play. Kind of runs in to Abby Jackson in the play, and Abby gets hit with a personal foul. First foul on Abby Jackson. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line will be Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Johnson in the act of shooting, so she'll get two shots here. Violet Johnson is 75% foul shooter in the season. She scored 18 points the last time these two teams played in the ballgame in Hastings. Second shot is up there. It's good. She's now got 8 points here. Hastings beat Midland earlier this year at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 71-59. It's 33-27 here. Midland has got the lead. Zwiener has got the ball. Right side of the lane. Turns around. Her shot's up there. No good. But it was hacked on the arm. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Ruprecht. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul. Looks like team foul number 6 on Midland University. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zwiener. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Zwiener now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. The score is now 33-28 in favor of Midland with 3:23 remaining. Second shot is up there around the rim and down. So Zwiener hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos again back to within 4 points, 33-29. Hastings applying pressure. Here's Lucari with the ball. Lucari brings it back to the center of the floor. She works against Jackson. Goes over to Danny Anderson. Anderson, a rainbow pass comes on the near side. That's going to be Jamila Johnson around the screen. Johnson moves to the top of the key. Jackson right under grill defensively. There's a feed down here on the right baseline to Diedrich, who's back into the ball game. Down to Lucari. Takes it down on the baseline. Entry pass to get it inside to Diedrich. She's double-teamed. Goes up with a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. That's going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. Edwards now to a Van Kirk. Van Kirk gets away from a couple of defenders here in the backcourt. Bounce pass goes to Jackson. Jackson on the wing. Moves it over to the far sideline to Morton. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Shot is up there. No good. And she's fouled in the play. So Zwiener again going to the hole there. As she spins toward the baseline. Draws the personal foul. It's going to go on the Ruprecht again. That's going to be her second. And going to the line for Hastings now will be Laurel Zwiener. 13 points in the ball game for Zwiener. 3 out of 4 from the stripe tonight. And she'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Zwiener will have one more. End of the ball game now is going to be Taylor Shepard. Shepard comes in for Midland. Haley Diedrich will check out. Also coming in for the Warriors is going to be Joelle Anderson. Anderson will come in. Ruprecht will check out. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College trailing Midland by the score of 33-29. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down for Zwiener, so she hits 1 out of 2. And the Midland lead is now 3 points at 33-30. Here come the Warriors quickly back the other way. Jamila Johnson has got it here on the near sideline again around the screen. Johnson moves it to the top of the key as she drives it into the paint, kicks it out here. There's a shot by Shepard from 15. That's going to be no good. Rebound on the baseline. Foul shot is up there. No good by Anderson. Now the ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So again, Midland getting 2-3 shots in the hole. They couldn't convert there. I'll tell you what, Hastings has to do a better job with the rebounding here in this basketball game and stay in things here. Midland has got a 3-point lead, 33-30 over the Broncos. And now we're going to have a personal foul called down here. Personal foul is going to go on Midland, and going to the free throw line is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Broncos are ready. They inbound the ball, but the other official comes here and calls the personal foul. So Van Kirk is going to go to the free throw line now for Hastings for a 1-1. She's been held to just 2 points so far in this first half of play on a field goal. Her free throw is up there, and the shot is good. Nobody shoots free throws in the Great Plains Athletic Conference better than Jamie Van Kirk. Number one in the conference this week, hitting 84% of her free throws. Hastings is now within 2 points at 33-31. Next shot is up there, good. So Van Kirk pulls the Broncos within 1 point, 33-32, 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play There's Darian Moon with the ball. Moon comes out here to Jamila Johnson. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Zwiener. Now Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here. Zwiener gets the ball to Abby Jackson. Winds her way up the floor. Drives for the layup. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's going to be Hastings' ball standing on the baseline and out of bounds with Danny Anderson. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:02 remaining here in the first half. 33-32. Broncos are trailing by a single point. Hastings will play things in. Van Kirk in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Double team. Now to Morton. Her shot from 10 is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes out here to Lucari. Sammy Lucari running back the other way. 2-on-3. Drives into the hole. Her shot is up there. Good, and she fouled up. Boy, throws up a prayer. Goes bouncing off of the window and down through the hole. A bucket there for Sammy Lucari. And she is fouled into play here by Hastings. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Kirk. That's going to be her first. So Lucari goes to the free throw line, a 76% foul shooter, 2 out of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there, 3-point play as that one rattles home. And just like that, Midland goes back out on top by 4 points, 36-32. Hastings with the ball. Jackson to the near sideline. Van Kirk has got it around the screen from Zwiener. Van Kirk jump pass down in the corner. Morton for 3. Shot is going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jamila Johnson. Johnson gets the ball down the near sideline to Sammy Lucari. A pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Van Kirk. That's the 8th turnover on Midland. Van Kirk 2-on-3. She drives the ball in the hole. That's going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Did she lose it out? It's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Broncos did not have the numbers. Van Kirk trying to take it to the hole herself. And she is hit with a turnover here. Loses the ball out of bounds. Midland comes back the other direction with 1:20 to play. Here in the first half, the Warriors have the lead over Hastings by the score of 36-32. Here's Midland with the ball on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Jamila Johnson. Johnson working against Van Kirk. Throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener has got the ball out. The pass goes to Chelsea Morton on the far sideline. Comes this way. Now to Van Kirk. Drives it to the hole and shot good. Jamie Van Kirk on the assist from Chelsea Morton. And again, the Broncos are within 2 points. 36-34 is the score. Here's a Lucari with the ball. Now to Darian Moon. Picked up out here by Jackson as Hastings saves the man-to-man. Moon takes the ball to the hole against Jackson. Her shot is up there and in. Darian Moon now with 3 field goals and 6 points. 38-34. Midland has got the lead over Hastings now with 34 seconds to play. Here's Abby Jackson out here in 3-point territory. Jackson dribbles with the ball. Jackson moves to the right sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Puts it up there. Left-handed shot. No good. Rebound comes out to Moon. So Midland with the ball now with 20 seconds to play. Moon has got it here. So he brings it across the 10-second line. Jackson will come out and meet here defensively. Moon is going to hand the ball away to Lucari now. Jackson picks her up on the switch. Drives it in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. It's on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland ball. That's touched by the Broncos. So with 3 seconds to play here in the first half, it's going to be Midland playing things in. Here comes Edwards out of the ball game now. Frankie Peterson will come in. 3 seconds to play. Midland will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket to get it to Moon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be partially deflected. It goes out of bounds. Now we got 0.2 seconds remaining. Midland again will play things in. Peterson got her hands on it there. Jumper put up there by Moon. There's a pass right down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. At the buzzer, as Lucari comes streaking down the lane, they got the ball off of the inbound, as he nearly put that through the hole. So we have reached halftime here tonight. Women's college basketball, Hastings and Midland slugging it out here. Women's college basketball, the score at halftime is Midland 38, Hastings 34. You're listening to women's college basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Burned a bowl and it's out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It is Midland out on top of the fourth-ranked team in the nation. Hastings College is 38-34 here in halftime. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. Midland jumped on the Broncos early in this one. It was 5-0. Midland had the lead. Midland had a 7-2 advantage before Hastings came back. The Broncos had their first lead of the ball game at 8-7 with about 15 and a half minutes to play. In this first half, it was a seesaw battle. Midland finally took control of the game. In fact, they went out by 10 points at 25-15 with 10:52 remaining in the first half. Again, Hastings fought back. Broncos pulled within 2 points late at 29-27, but Midland has got a 4-point lead here at halftime. The score is 38-34. Shooting numbers in the ball game in the first half of play. Hastings hitting only 31% from the field. The Broncos are 12 out of 38, for 31.6%. Midland not much better. The Warriors are 14 out of 36 for 38.9%. Hastings has hit only 1 out of 7 on three-pointers in the first half for 14%. Midland is 3 out of 4 for 75%. Hastings 9 out of 12 from the free throw line, 75%. Midland 7 out of 7 for 100%. The rebounds are dead even. Each team with 19. Each team with 8 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. It's 38-34. Midland has got a 4-point lead. The Broncos have 4 turnovers in the first half. 8 for Midland. Hastings with 3 block shots and 6 steals. Midland has got 3 block shots and 4 steals. Again, the Warriors with a lead here over Hastings College by the score of 38-34. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener leading the way for the Broncos. She's got 5 field goals, and she is 4 out of 6 in the free throw line. 14 points in the ball game for Laurel Zwiener. Jamie Van Kirk has got 6 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, we see Cammy Breckman has been held to just 4 points on 2 field goals here in the first half. Frankie Peterson has 2 field goals and 4 points. 3 points for Abby Jackson on a 3. Sierra Williamson, she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points. For Midland University, they're being led so far by Kelly Page and Jamila Johnson. Johnson has got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 8 points. Kelly Page, she has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she's got actually 2 3-point field goals and a 2-point goal in the first half. She's got 8 points. Arian Boone, she has got 3 field goals and 6. Sammy Lucari, she has got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for 5. Joelle Anderson, she has got 2 field goals for 4. Also, Taylor Shepard, she has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Danny Anderson has hit a 3 in the first half, her only score in the ballgame. But it's Midland out on top of Hastings. The score is 38-34. In the conference standings going into the action tonight, Concordia, the conference leaders, they have 1 game remaining. It will be on Saturday against Morningside, so Concordia has a bye week tonight. Concordia is sitting on top at 16-3. Hastings can pull even with Concordia with a win here tonight. It would set up a championship Saturday. Hastings sitting at 15-3. You've got Northwestern and Morningside tied for third place at 14-4. Midland is currently fifth at 10 wins and 8 losses. The games tonight in the conference, Hastings is playing at Midland. Dort is at Northwestern tonight. Doan is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Briarcliff and Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan is at Mount Marty. Again, our score here at halftime, it is Midland out on top of Hastings by the score of 38-34. Now stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got Hastings College Spotlight. Tyson Irvonik will join us. Then we got the second half straight ahead. Again, our score at halftime, Midland 38, Hastings 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Hebronick with you. Joining us this evening, we are pleased to be joined by Matt Fong. He is a chief of staff over at Hastings College. Matt, appreciate the time.
No problem. You bet.
Matt, brought you on the program this evening because I wanted to talk about a few of the events that are going to be going on and to in celebration of maybe one of Hastings College's more famous of their alumni, astronaut Clay Anderson, is with us this week, and there's a few events that the college is doing to help celebrate. But before we get to talking about some of those events, maybe just talk a little bit about the importance and the impact that Clay had on Hastings College.
You bet. Well, certainly Clay Anderson remains one of our most famous alumni that we have, and certainly he is just a great promoter and supporter of Hastings College as well. So obviously he's a 1981 graduate of Hastings College, and then he has actually gone up into space with the NASA space program actually twice. So his last flight was in 2010, and you know, since NASA has gone through some changes and has done away with the space program, he has actually retired. So he's a retired astronaut at this point, and certainly we're just delighted for any opportunity for Clay to come back and talk about Hastings College or work with us to go out and visit with some of our alums.
You mentioned he is back this week on the Hastings College campus. What's Clay up to this week?
Yeah, so Clay's actually visiting with a bunch of our students on campus. So we had lunch yesterday with some of our leaders on campus and talked about leadership. And then he also clearly visited with some of our science students and visited with some students in the physics department as well. So he's visited with some folks on campus, but then he's also spending some time both in Hastings and Grand Island, actually talking with high schools. And so he's talking with high school kids about the importance of science and what science can do, and also about the opportunity to dream big. And, you know, certainly Clay dreamed really big during his high school and collegiate career, and was obviously able to accomplish great things. And so he has a really good story that he's able to tell, and you know, he just relates really well with both high school and college kids. So it's just nice for him to be able to come back. And so he's actually working with our current students and some of the local high school students, but then he's also gracious enough to come back and visit with some Marvell alumni as well. So we have a lunch scheduled for tomorrow, so that's Thursday, at the Barrett Alumni Center, and then there's also an after hours at Wine Styles here in Hastings tomorrow on Thursday as well, so from 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm. And talking a little bit about that lunch and about the after hours going on at Wine Styles on Friday, are these events that the public can come out and meet Clay at?
You bet, you bet. So the lunch on Thursday, we will have $5 per person for lunch, and you know, we would like a little heads up that you're coming just so we have an appropriate count for food. So you can call anyone here at Hastings College, or you can actually RSVP online at hastings.edu/AstroClay. So AstroClay. And so he plans to just give a little overview of his time in space. He also has some great pictures that he shows, and you know, some pictures from the space shuttle and from the space station back at Earth. So, you know, really some great things. And then the Thursday event at Wine Styles Thursday evening, he is actually, you know, just going to be there and be available to visit and talk. You know, there are actually some people who are curious about the space program and actually going into space. The space program as well, that are going to visit with him too. So yeah, he'll be available, and you know, he's just a great guy to talk with. So
once again, Matt Fong joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, astronaut Clay Anderson here on the Hastings College campus this week. And Matt, maybe just to kind of close in talking a little bit about Clay's relationship with Hastings College. It is kind of a long time now. It doesn't seem like that long ago where I was on the Hastings College campus and at the Gray Center. Clay, I think from space. Called into the Gray Center, and it was just a good event. So he always thinks about Hastings College. He's just such a great advocate for the college.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, you know, one thing that I forgot to mention is Clay is actually one of our trustees as well. So he remains very engaged and connected to the college, and, you know, is just always willing and gracious about doing events for us or visiting with anyone. You know, he's actually called some of our students who are interested in the sciences to try and get them excited about Hastings College. So, you know, he's always willing to go above and beyond to support his alma mater. So we're always really appreciative of his time.
Once again, Hastings College is hosting some events this week with astronaut former NASA astronaut Clay Anderson, a 1981 graduate of Hastings College. Thursday, a luncheon at the Barrett Family Alumni Center. Lunch, $5 a person there. And then on Thursday night, they're having the after hours at Wine Styles from 5 until 7. Matt Fong has been our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight. Matt, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Tyson.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Midland University Events Center in Fremont. The Broncos with the opening possession of the second half with some work to do. 38-34, Midland has got the lead over Hastings. The Broncos will have the opening possession. They go right to work with Laurel's winner. Back out on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk, bounce pass goes to Cammie Brackman. Puts a move on the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Kelly Page with a rebound. Gets it ahead now to Jamila Johnson. Midland shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. They've got a four-point lead. 38-34. The Warriors led by as many as 10 in the first half. That was a 25-15. Here's Darian Boone with the ball for the Warriors. Comes to Jamila Johnson. Around the screen from Page. She drives the ball toward the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Hastings. Peterson gets the rebound. Outlet pass goes to the far side. That's Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson brings it into the offensive zone now. Bounce pass comes over to Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk around the screen. Van Kirk comes over here to Abby Jackson. Moves it to the elbow. Backs it out beyond the three-point circle. Now to Peterson. Now to Van Kirk on the wing. She heads for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Jamie Van Kirk taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings. She is fouled in a play by Joelle Anderson of Midland. That's going to be her second. So Van Kirk goes to the free throw line. She's got 6 points here in the ball game. A couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She'll shoot 2 here. Her shot is up and it's going to be good. Hastings now hitting 10 out of 13 from the free throw line in this ball game. Anderson comes out. Coming into the ball game now for Midland will be Ruprecht. It's now a 38-35 ball game. Hastings within 3 points now. Here comes the next shot by Van Kirk. It is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk 4 for 4 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points. And Hastings now within 2 at 38-36 in the first minute of this second half of play. Midland has got the ball back the other way. Here's Taylor Shepherd. Gets into the hands of Jamila Johnson. Johnson comes into the forecourt and hands the ball away to Darian Boone out here in 3 point territory. Top of the key. Out of the near sideline. Kelly Page has got it. Page now to Ruprecht. She drives the ball into the lane. It's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Peterson. A turnover on Midland. That's going to be their ninth of the ball game. Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Moon. Darian Moon picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Warriors. We're 90 seconds into the second half, and Hastings is down by 2 points at 38-36. Broncos have the ball here on their offensive end. Frankie Peterson gives it away now to Van Kirk. Now to Abby Jackson on the wing. Abby Jackson dribbles once, comes over to Van Kirk. She drives the ball against Moon to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. She banks one in off of the window. And the Broncos have come back to tie the score. 38-38. 18 minutes and 12 seconds to play now in the basketball game here from the Midland University Events Center. Midland has got the ball. We're tied up now at 38 points apiece, the fourth-ranked team in the nation. And a tussle here tonight with the Warriors of Midland. Here's Page for 3. Shot up there good. Kelly Page buries another three-pointer. That's her third of the ball game. She's got 11 points. Midland back out on top, 41-38. Hastings with the ball. Here's Cammie Brunkman out of Van Kirk, top of the key. Van Kirk picked up by Moon. Here's Abby Jackson on the wing. Back outside, top of the key. Peterson has got the ball to Van Kirk for a three. Right down through the hole. Jamie Van Kirk answers the three-pointer at the other end. Van Kirk has now got 13 points in the ball game, and we are tied up at 41 points apiece now. We've got 17 and a half minutes to play here in the basketball game. Darian Moon driving the ball against Jackson. Down the lane, her shot is up there, no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Van Kirk brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside as Zwiener gets away, shoots and scores. Laurel Zwiener scores. Hastings has the lead, 43-41. The Broncos have the lead now with 17:05 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Jamila Johnson, dribbles the ball in the paint, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball again. Jamie brings it down the right sideline. Hastings now with a two-point lead in the basketball. Here's Cammie Brunkman, high right side. Cammie dribbles to the top of the three-point arc, throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Shepherd. So one shot and done as the Warriors grab the defensive rebound. Taylor Shepherd has got it. As she gets it away to Darian Boone. She'll bring it into the offensive zone here from Midland around a Shepherd screen. Gives the ball away to Shepherd. Now at the top of the key. Lobs the ball down to Ruprecht. Her shot is up there and in. Shelby Ruprecht scoring there on the assist from Taylor Shepherd. It's now a 43-43 ball game. We are tied up again here in the fourth or the second half. It's 16-16 remaining here in the contest. Here's Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes to Zwiener with a back to the basket. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Van Kirk. Drives the ball against Johnson. Has it stripped away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Jamila Johnson. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Hastings will go to the free throw line. It's going to be Jamie Van Kirk going to the line. He is 4 out of 4 so far tonight from the line. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. Rashana's up there short, no good. Van Kirk, the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, nailing 84% of her foul shots this year. Zwinger comes out. Here comes Sierra Williams in back into the ballgame. We're tied up at 43 points apiece. Jamie Van Kirk's next free throw is up there and in. Van Kirk hits 1 out of 2. Hastings reclaims the lead now, 44-43. Here comes Midland back the other way. Ruprecht has to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Williamson gets back to block the attempted shot there by Shelby Ruprecht, but also picks up the personal foul. Williamson second. And going to the free throw line is going to be Ruprecht now for Midland University. She's a 69% foul shooter in the season. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ruprecht is now 39 out of 57 from the free throw line this year. She misses her first free throw. It's now 44-43. Hastings with a one-point lead. Into the ballgame now for Midland is going to be Haley Dietrich. She replaces Taylor Shepard. So Dietrich is in. Shepard is out. Ruprecht to the free throw line and trying to put this baby in a knot. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. We're tied up again at 44 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Just by the 16-minute mark now in the ballgame. Here comes Van Kirk. Now to Chanel Farmer, who's back into the ballgame. Farmer gets it to Williamson, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. Double team, kicks it out to Peterson for three. Shot good. Frankie Peterson nails a three-pointer for Hastings. She's now got 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by a score of 47-44. Here comes Midland. This is Page with the ball. Gets it to Ruprecht. Ruprecht outside down to Jamila Johnson. Hesitates, drives the ball into the lane. Her shot, an off-balance shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Hastings had it and then lost it out of bounds. Williamson had it. She lost it to Peterson. Peterson had it in her hands, and she lost it out of bounds. So it's going to be Midland playing the ball in baseline left side underneath her own basket. Jamila Johnson gets it in the corner to Moon. Moon turns around, gives the ball back to Johnson. Her long three-pointer is put up there right through the hole, a different area code. From the far sideline, Jamila Johnson throws down a three-pointer. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. That ties the score up at 47 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. This is going to be Van Kirk. Comes over here on the wing. That's Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbling right here at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Van Kirk. Top of the key. Picked up by Darian Moon of Midland. Van Kirk drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Stops and throws up a shot from 10. Good. Jamie Van Kirk with 16 points in the ballgame. She's had 10 in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Hastings back out on top by a score of 49-47. Here's a Moon with the ball. She dribbles the ball against Farmer. She throws up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Ruprecht. Follow shot, no good, and she's fouling the play. She goes tumbling down. Personal foul is going to be called here on Peterson. That's going to be her first. So Frankie Peterson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting foul. Shelby Ruprecht will go to the free throw line. She hit 1 out of 2 just a few seconds ago. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. She was hacked in the act. Here comes Edwards into the ballgame now. Peterson will check out. 49-48. Hastings College with a one-point lead. Shelby Ruprecht from Campbell, Nebraska will throw up another free throw. It's up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Edwards has got the ball now to Farmer on the far sideline. Here comes Chanel Farmer in the offensive zone against Jamila Johnson. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Outside to Farmer again. Drives the baseline. Gives it back to Williamson. Now to Cammie Breckman to Williamson. Left side of the lane. Now to Cammie out here in three-point territory around the screen. Cammie Breckman on the far sideline. Lobs it in the lane. The ball's going to be tapped out of there. Picked up by Edwards. Edwards now to Cammie Breckman. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Drives her shot. Is up there. No good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's loose. Picked up by Breckman. Now to Williamson. Saves the ball here for the Broncos. Back outside. That's going to be Van Kirk. Draws a foul inside. So Hastings getting the big offensive rebound as the shot clock was expiring there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Sammy Lucari of Midland. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four in the Warriors here in the second half of play. To the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Jamie Van Kirk again. Her shot is up there. Good. She's now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. She's got 17 points. She's got 11 so far here in the second half in the first 6 minutes of this second half. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Going out will be Breckman. Jamie Van Kirk is red hot here in the second half. The former Sutton Philly puts it up there and her shot is up and in. Hastings College now with a three-point lead, 51-48. Neither team able to break away from the other one. Midland did have a 10-point lead in the first half, but Hastings quickly closed the gap there. Here comes Sammy Lucari with the ball. The Broncos have a three-point lead, 51-48. Here's a Jamila Johnson. She drives into the lane. She falls down the play, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Johnson goes down hard, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Van Kirk of Hastings. That's going to be Jamie's second. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Jamila Johnson will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Right underneath the hole. They get it down there. It's going to be blocked away from Lucari. Lucari picks it back up. Now a jump ball is called. Lucari misses the first shot right underneath the basket. She got her back. And she's tied up in the play here by Farmer of Hastings College. It's going to be Midland playing things in on the alternating jump. Jamila Johnson will key things in. Johnson way outside. That's going to be Ruprecht with the ball. Ruprecht now to a Lucari as he drives the ball against Farmer. Takes the ball to the goal and shot good and she fouls. She just throws up a prayer and it goes through the hole. Farmer picks up the personal foul for Hastings College. That's going to be her second. And Sammy Lucari will get the field goal and one, and she'll go to the free throw line. Lucari's now got 7 points in the ball game. End of the contest now for the first time tonight will be Holly Samuelson. Coming out will be Farmer. So Samuelson comes into the ball game, averaging 2 points per ball game. Samuelson, a 5'9" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Sammy Lucari. And now we're tied up again at 51 points apiece. We're down to 13 and a half minutes to play. Here this one at the Midland University Event Center in Fremont tonight. Here's Van Kirk with the ball for Hastings. Goes to Chelsea Morton on the wing. Morton dribbling of the ball. Comes out now to Van Kirk. Top of the key. Dribbles down the lane. Stops and pops. Her shot is up there. Good again. Jamie Van Kirk now with 20 in the ball game. 53-51. Hastings with a two-point lead here. Here's Jamila Johnson with the ball. She throws the ball away. Trying to bring it to the near sideline. Throws it over the head of Danny Anderson over here. Right in front of the Midland bench. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Midland here in the ball game. Hastings has turned the ball over five times. Now the Broncos have a two-point lead, 53-51, and the basketball. Here's Van Kirk again. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing. Chelsea Morton with the ball. Out to Holly Samuelson inside to Van Kirk. Throws up a shot, no good, but she's fouling the play. Van Kirk again will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Diedrich of Midland. That's going to be your second. Jamie Van Kirk has been a one-man wrecking crew for the Broncos since intermission. Jamie goes to the free throw line. She's got 20 in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot rims off no good. He's now 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Van Kirk will have one more. Had 14 the last time these two teams played when Hastings beat Midland 71-59. Next shot is going to be up there. It is good for Van Kirk, and now Hastings has a three-point lead at 54-51. With 12 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Lucari. Bounce pass. Right side of the block. A shot is up there by Ruprecht. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Outlet pass again goes to Van Kirk. Here comes Hastings back up the floor. Van Kirk down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. Good again. Jamie Van Kirk scores again. She's got 23 in the ball game. Hastings down leading 56-51. Back is Johnson. Her shot no good. Edwards had the rebound. She's knocked down on the play. Ball is picked up by Johnson for three from the corner. Shot is going to be up there. No good. The ball jumped out of bounds. Hastings ball. Ruprecht was the last to touch it. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings with a 56-51 lead now over Midland University. And the Broncos have the ball. Van Kirk gets it in the offensive zone. Goes over to Samuelson on the wing. Now to Chelsea Morton, open here at the top of the key. So he won't take the three-pointer. Instead, gets it in the hands of Van Kirk on the wing. Jamie Van Kirk around the screen from Williamson. Moves it to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's good again. Jamie Van Kirk cannot miss. She has got 25 in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk has got 19 here in the second half. And now the head coach from Midland, Sean Gilbert, says stop the music. 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead. It's the Broncos 58, Midland 51.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports. Jamie Van Kirk, 19 points since intermission. She's got 25 for the ball game, and the Broncos have come storming back from 10 points down in the first half, and now Hastings has a lead. It's the Broncos 58, Midland 51. Everything that Jamie Van Kirk throwing up right now is hitting the bottom of the cylinder. She cannot miss. And head coach Sean Gilbert from Midland and trying to find something to slow down Jamie Van Kirk. Midland will play things in right in front of the scoring table. Hastings looking for their 25th win of the season here tonight. That would set up a championship Saturday with the Concordia, Morningside, Northwestern, and Hastings battling for the conference title. There's Rupak from the corner. Her shot is up there and in, just inside the three-point ring. Shelby Rupak throwing up a three from the left corner, 58-53. Hastings now with a five-point lead. Broncos have the ball. We're down to 11 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Jackson comes over in the wing. That's going to be Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton now to a Breckman. Down on the left wing, it's going to be Abby Jackson. Midland's in a man-to-man defense. There's a pass that's going to be kicked. A kicking violation there on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Into the ball game now from Midland is going to be Taylor Shepard. Shepard comes in. Haley Diedrich checks out. Hastings with 15 on the shot clock. Broncos will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson comes out here to Zwiener. We're going to have a foul called on the inbound. It's going to go on Midland. It's going to go on Shepard. Shepard just checked back in there and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number six now in Midland. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Abby Jackson with the ball. Lobs it out here to Breckman. Breckman takes a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. An offensive board for Zwiener. The Jackson shot good. Nice pass by Zwiener. Abby Jackson lays it in. Jackson now with 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a seven-point lead. 60-53 with 11 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Johnson dribbles it down the right side of the lane and throws the ball out of bounds. Cutting the other way was Sammy Lokari on that far sideline. Jamila Johnson throws the ball out of bounds. The Warriors unraveling here in half number two. That's the 11th turnover on Midland. Hastings now with a seven-point lead in the basketball. Here's Jackson with it on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Chelsea Morton out to Brockman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener with her back to the basket. Squares around. Comes out to Peterson. Now to Jackson on the wing on the left side. Jackson gets it to Zwiener. Top of the circle. Brings it back to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Drives it against Johnson. Gives it up now to Zwiener at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Morton. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Dribbles out here into the right corner. Now brings it out in 3 point territory. Morton gets the ball into the hands of Breckman. Out of Jackson again on the wing. Abby to the free throw line. Drops it inside. That's going to be Zwiener. Spins toward the baseline. She's double teamed. Zwiener kicks it back out here on the wing. It's going to be deflected away. Shepard has got the ball now for Midland. She has it deflected and it's going to be picked up here by Lokari. She drives the ball against Morton. Her shot no good, and Chelsea Morton picks up the personal foul. Morton picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos here in the second half. Sammy Lokari will go to the free throw line now for Midland. Lokari, the 5'6" freshman out of Columbus. Lokari has got 8 points in the ball game, 4 out of 4 from the line, and the free throw is going to be no good. She'll get one more. And in the ball game is going to be Kelly Page now from Midland. Page comes in. Jamila Johnson will come to the bench. 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play women's college basketball tonight here from the Midland University Event Center in Fremont. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good by Lokari, so she hits 1 out of 2. The Hastings lead is now 7 points at 60. It should be 60-54 as they chalk up the point on the scoreboard. 60-54. It's a 6-point lead for Hastings. There's Breckman. She tries to drive it, and she draws a personal foul as Rupreck runs into her. Shelby picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on the Warriors. So Hastings has reached the bonus situation. Going to the free throw line is going to be Breckman. She's got only 4 points tonight, a couple of field goals. Her first free throw of the night is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Brockman is 71% foul shooter in the season. He is now 93 for 130 from the free throw line this year. Hastings back out to a 61-54 lead. 7-point lead. Make it 8 as Brockman hits bottom on her second free throw. So this is the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings. It's 62-54. And it occurs with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings trailed by 10 points at 25-15. In the first half, after Midland jumped out a 5-0 lead over Hastings. Inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds by Bruckman. So Sammy Licari will inbound the ball. Hastings pressuring here in backcourt. Licari looking to play things in. She does. To Danny Anderson. Back to Licari. Now to Anderson again on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Danny Anderson dribbling to the ball here against Frankie Peterson. Here's Moon with it now. Darian Moon dribbling to the right side. Gets away. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Abby Jackson with the ball for the Broncos. Coming down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Jackson against Moon. Jackson moves it over here to Bruckman on the wing. Fakes the three. Takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. And they're going to wave this one off. They're going to say a foul occurred before the shot. As Bruckman took the ball to the hole there for Hastings. And a foul is going to be called on Licari on the drive in. A push on Licari. That's going to be her third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Bruckman. Yami Bruckman with 6 points in the ball game now. He's hit a couple of free throws. Into the contest now for Midland will be Joel Anderson, replacing Sammy Licari. Also coming in will be Jamila Johnson. Going out will be Danny Anderson. 9 minutes and 24 seconds to play. Hastings leading 62-54. Bruckman to the free throw line. Looks up there. Fires it up there. The shot's going to be good. Bruckman will have one more. Hastings now in the bonus situation. Midland has got 18 fouls here in the second half of play. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Cammy Bruckman will have one more for Hastings. Bruckman's shot is going to be good. So Cammy is perfect in the free throw line, and Hastings has opened up a double-digit lead over Midland now 64-54. 9 minutes and 23 seconds to play as Midland comes back the other direction. Moon has got the ball. Hastings in a man-to-man, and now a double-dribble violation on Moon out here. And 3 points territory. A little indecision. The ball kind of jumps out of Dorian Moon's hands. Turnover number 12 in the ball game for Midland. And now Hastings with a 10-point lead has got the basketball. Here's Abby Jackson. She walks it across the 10-second line here. Abby Jackson on the wing. Abby dribbling to the ball. Goes over to Bruckman on the far sideline. Abby Bruckman to Abby Jackson. Now to Peterson. Two-handed pass back to the left wing. That's Bruckman. Takes it down to the baseline. Gets it back out here to Jackson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Shepard brings it out of there. Shepard has got the ball now for Midland to Moon down the near sideline. Moon gets the ball ahead now. With the basketball down here is going to be Joa Anderson back to the right sideline to Kelly Page, and she nails a three-pointer. Kelly Page from the right sideline scores. She's got 14 and a timeout Midland. The Warriors will call a timeout here with 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the ball game. Midland back within 7. It's Hastings College 64, Midland 57.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Second to the last regular season game for Hastings College here tonight. Broncos will play at Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Then a GPAC postseason tournament will get underway next Wednesday with pairings announced late Saturday night after all the action is completed on the final day of the 2013-2014 season. The Hastings College women with a victory here tonight would pull into a first-place tie with Concordia with one game to play. Hastings will be at Northwestern on Saturday. Concordia will play at Morningside. There's Jackson with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Now to Peterson as she drops the ball down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good there by Bruckman, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Midland ball. So Bruckman misses a shot from point-blank range just to the left of the goal there. Midland comes back. They're only trailing by 7 points in the ball game. Kelly Page has got the ball on the right sideline, picked up by Bruckman. Now to Shepard. Taylor Shepherd with her back to the basket right at the top of the three-point circle. The Moon, she'll take a three. Her shot's going to be way off of the mark. No good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball, an air ball thrown up there by Darian Moon. Midland again in three-point shooting, number two in the conference in three-point percentage, knocking down 35% of their trays. We're at the eight-minute mark. Hastings College with a seven-point lead, 64-57 here at the Midland University Event Center in Fremont tonight. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. Gets it to Zwiener. Now to Jackson. To Brecklin, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. It falls off. No good. Losing the rebound was Moon. It's picked up by Zwiener, and she lays it in. Laurel Zwiener gets a gift there. She's got 18 points in the ballgame. Moon had it in her hands. It's 66-57. Hastings with a nine-point lead. There's Jamila Johnson with the ball. Johnson here on the left side of the floor. Comes out to Moon. Now the right sideline to Kelly Page. Page around the screen. Two-handed pass comes over here to Moon. Entry pass to get it inside to Shepherd. Drives the ball against the Zwiener. Now can't put up a shot. Comes to the near sideline to Jamila Johnson. Around the Shepherd screen. Johnson comes out to Moon. Now to Page on the far sideline for three. Shot is up there. Good again. Kelly Page now with 17 in the ballgame. She's hit three threes here in the second half of play. Midland back to within 6 points. It's 66-60. Hastings with a lead with 7 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Frankie Peterson on the wing. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up. Spins. Puts up a shot in the lane. Good. Zwiener has now got 20 points in the ballgame. Van Kirk has got 23. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead, 68-60, with 6:44 to play. Here's Page on the right sideline. Kelly Page, two-handed pass to Jamila Johnson. Johnson picked up here by Van Kirk. Johnson drives the ball in the lane, goes down to Shepherd on the right baseline. Shot is up there, it's good. Just inside the ring, Taylor Shepherd nails a long-range jumper. She's got 6 points, 68-62. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Van Kirk now for the Broncos. Gets into the top of the key. That's Bruckman with the ball. Bruckman now to Jackson. Jackson moves it over to Frankie Peterson. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. She's double-teamed. Zwiener back outside. That's Jackson with the ball at the top of the key. Jackson drives it down the left side of the lane. Now to Frankie Peterson on the baseline. Peterson gets to the Van Kirk. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Peterson. Now to Jackson. Throws up a three. Shot is up there. No good. Moon tips the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Joel Anderson. Midland has got the ball. They're trailing by 6 points, 68-62. Here's Shepherd deep in the right corner. Taylor Shepherd brings it here to Jamila Johnson. Johnson on the far sideline behind the screen. Johnson moves it out here in the 3 point territory. Down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot over Van Kirk. No good. Rebound Shepherd. Follow shot good. Taylor Shepherd with 8 points in the ballgame, 68-64. Hastings now leading by 4 points. So a ton of time left. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the second half from the Midland University Event Center in Fremont as the crowd comes alive. Here's Van Kirk with the ball, 4-3. Shot is up there. That one's going to be no good. An air ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was tipped out now on the shot from Van Kirk. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side and an in-thrown basket. Hastings had as much as a 10-point lead here in the second half. So each team is led by 10 in the ballgame. Midland in the first half. Hastings here in half number two. There's Van Kirk. Her shot's going to be no good. She's cooled down a bit after scoring 19 points in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Midland now within 4 points at 68-64. Page with a ball on the right side. Page cross-court pass to Johnson. 4-3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. 5 minutes to play here in the second half, 68-64. Hastings with a four-point lead. The Broncos ranked number four in the country this week. Here's Abby Jackson. Goes over on the wing on the left side. The ball poked away from Edwards. Edwards picks it back up. Gets it in the hands of Williamson. Back to Edwards on the wing. Down to Van Kirk. Here's Abby Jackson with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Abby drives the ball down to the baseline, gives it away to Van Kirk. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play. Van Kirk is fouled in the play as she launches up the shot from 15 feet away here on the near side. Taylor Shepherd picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number two on Taylor Shepherd. The free throw line will be Van Kirk. 8 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight. 25 points in the ballgame. 19 here in the second half. Shot is up there, good. That makes the score 69-64. Hastings looking for their 25th win of the season here tonight. Jamie Van Kirk prepares. Her shot is up there. Shot good. And now the Broncos call a timeout. Van Kirk, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. 27 points in the basketball game. Timeout, Hastings. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 70, Midland 64.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in women's college basketball. First game of two tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead over Midland. The score is 70-64. Midland will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings will pressure. Here's Anderson with it now to Page. Got to cover her up. She's hit 3 three-pointers from long range here in the past couple of minutes. Page comes over to Licari. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory against Jackson. Sammy Licari reverses direction and comes to the near side. Now reverses the ball, gets it to Jamila Johnson behind his screen. Johnson with the ball, moves it right to left across the top of the key. Now to Page, dribbles the ball in the lane, draws a personal foul. Cammie Breckman picks up the foul. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings, but this will be a two-shot foul. As Kelly Page was in the act of shooting, she's got 17 in the ballgame. Her first free throw of the night is going to be up there and in. Page, a good free throw shooter, hitting 81% of her foul shots. Hastings out on top of Midland now by a score of 70-65. Into the ballgame for Hastings will be Zwiener. Going out will be Williamson. Kelly Page will go to the free throw line for her second shot. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there good. So Kelly Page hits a pair of free throws. Midland back to within 4 points again. It's 70-66. 4 minutes to play here in the second half from the Midland University Event Center in Fremont. Alex Edwards with the ball now to Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside his winner. Back to Jackson and shot in the lane. Good. Abby Jackson now has 7 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading 72-66. Here's Joelle Anderson with the ball down here on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside to Licari. Her shot is up and in. Anderson to Licari. Sammy scores. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. It's 72-68. Again, a 4-point lead for Hastings. Zwiener has got the ball. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. Good. Oral Zwiener. Tough shot there. Gets the field goal. Zwiener with 22. Hastings leading by 6 points again, 74-68. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Kelly Page with the ball. Kelly Page moves it to Sammy Licari, high right side. Licari drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. She's fouling the play. Jackson picks up the foul for Hastings. Second foul on Abby Jackson. Going to the free throw line is going to be Sammy Licari from Midland. She has got 11 points in the ball game. She's got 5 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Licari will have one more. Midland is a team hitting 71% of their foul shots this year. That is 6th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 74-68. Hastings trying to hang on here down the stretch. Sammy Licari will have one more. Shot is up there. Rims off. She misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson in backcourt. Now she's knocked down in the play. And a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Jamila Johnson of Midland. That's going to be her second. That's 10 team fouls now on the Warriors. So Hastings in the double bonus situation here down the stretch with 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go. That's going to send Peterson to the free throw line. So Peterson has got 7 points so far in the contest. This will be her first free throw of the night. She's an 81% foul shooter on the season. Shot is up there. Shot is good. Hastings College, the second best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 73% of their foul shots. Next shot by Peterson is up and in. That was a 4-point differential down there. Midland misses a couple of free throws. Hastings come back and cans two on the other end. And the Broncos now have a 76-68 lead with 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. This is going to be Licari with the ball. Now to Page on the far sideline behind the screen. Page moves it down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot and scores. Kelly Page now with 21 in the ball game for Midland. There's a Breckman. She's going to be hit on the play by Jamila Johnson. Smiley Johnson picks up her third personal foul. Knocks down Brooklyn right here in front of the scorer's table. That's going to be Cammie Brooklyn going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Brooklyn so far tonight, she's got 8 points. Two field goals. She is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Brooklyn will have two shots here as Midland is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Brooklyn's free throw good. Cammie will have one more. It's now Hastings 77, Midland 70. The Warriors right now in fifth place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their conference mark is sitting at 10 wins and 8 losses, 14-14 overall. The Broncos 24-3. They're 15-3 in conference play. The shot from the free throw line by Brooklyn is up there and in. So Cammie now 6 out of 6 in the line. End of the ball game now will be Diedrich. Haley Diedrich comes back in. Taylor Shepard checks out. Hastings now leading by 8 points again. 78-70. Pressure by the Broncos here in backcourt. Midland plays things in. Lakari down the far sideline to Page. Page dribbling with the ball. Now picks it up. Lobs it right side of the lane to a Diedrich. Haley Diedrich looking. Finally gets rid of it. That's going to be Jamila Johnson with the ball. Gets away. Dribbles to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Off of the window and down through the hole. Jamila Johnson has now got to 13 points in the ball game. 78-72. The Broncos with a 6-point lead, 2:20 to play. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes over on the wing. High left side with the ball. There is going to be Peterson. Hangs onto it. Throws it inside down to Williams and puts up a shot in the lane. Rims off, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's picked up by Peterson. Peterson out to Van Kirk. Now to Frankie Peterson. They bring it back out to the 10-second line. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. There's Jackson with it now. Top of the key to Brooklyn. Drives the ball down the lane. Runs into traffic. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Shelby Ruprecht, who's into the ball game now for the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, Zwiener comes back in. Williamson checks out. 1:50 to play in the game. Hastings leading 78-72. Here's Van Kirk, top of the key, three-pointer. It's off of the back iron, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Haley Diedrich. Gets it to Page, down to the near sideline to Johnson, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Trying to get the transition game going there. Midland throws the ball out of bounds. That's the 13th turnover on the Warriors. Hastings with the ball with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Broncos 78, Midland 72. Women's college basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here's Abby Jackson now. Midland is in a man-to-man defense, left wing. That's going to be Brooklyn. The ball's going to be deflected away from Van Kirk, and the ball's brought down by Jamila Johnson. Drives it against Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in. Timeout's called. Jamila Johnson gets the steal, drives it the length of the floor, and scores. She's got 15 points in the ball game. A timeout. Midland is a 4-point ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 78, Midland 74.
Best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. Hastings fell behind by 10 points in the first half of play. Broncos battled back. They got it within 4 points at halftime, 38-34. Hastings then raced out to a 10-point lead in the second half, but now Midland has come back. The Warriors are back to within 4 points, 78-74. A minute and 21 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is Cammie Brooklyn coming down the near sideline. Gets it into the offensive zone on the dribble now. Cammie Brooklyn works against the Ruprecht over here. Brooklyn with the ball, dribbles to the center of the floor, goes over to Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbles with it now as Midland is in the man-to-man defense. Brooklyn on the wing on the right side, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Brooklyn takes off, dribbles it in the lane. We got a foul called. Brooklyn drives the ball against Ruprecht, and Shelby picks up the personal foul from Midland. That's going to be her fourth. Again, the Warriors are over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play, so that's going to send Gabby Bruckman to the free throw line. 6 out of 6 from the line here in this ballgame. 10 points. Rashana's up there around the rim and down. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. Hastings now with a 5-point lead at 79-74. Bruckman will have one more here for Hastings College. Gabby, a senior from Silver Lake, looks up there, and the shot is going to be good. She is now 8-for-8 from the free throw line. Hastings leading 80-74, but just a 2-possession ball game. Here's Jamila Johnson with the ball. Johnson running her back the other way from Midland, just inside the ring. Hops between a couple of defenders, throws up a shot. That's going to be no good, but she draws a personal foul. It's going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her third. You heard Carrie Hofstetter right in front of us wanting a traveling violation. She didn't get it. Jamila Johnson to the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. Her shot's going to be up there, and it's going to be off of the mark. No good. Boy, Midland having a tough time from the free throw line tonight. Jamila Johnson will have one more. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game. Williamson checks out. And now the head coach from Midland, Sean Gilbert, wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 51.5 seconds to play in the second half. It's Hastings 80, Midland 74.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
So the fourth-ranked team in the nation, Hastings College, is leading here 80-74. 51.5 seconds to play from the Midland University Events Center in Fremont. Violet Johnson will have one more from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Johnson now with 16 points in the ball game. Midland now attacking here in backcourt. Zwiener dribbling on the ball. Gets it into the hands of Van Kirk. Splits a couple of defenders. Brings the ball into the offensive zone. Van Kirk now to Zwiener. Oral Zwiener down the right sideline. She's going to be fouled into play here by Shepard. Taylor Shepard picks up her third personal foul. And that's going to send Zwiener to the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener for Hastings has got 22 points in the ball game tonight. She's hitting 80% of her foul shots on the season. That is fifth best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Her free throw here rims off no good. She is now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Zwiener will have one more. Into the ball game will be Anderson checking out Sammy Locari from Midland. 40.7 seconds to play. Hastings leading Midland by a score of 80-75. Zwiener will have one more. Looks up there. Shot is up. Good. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line by Zwiener. Laurel checks out. Here comes Williamson back in there. So it's an 81-75 ball game, but still just a 2-possession ball game here. As Midland will inbound the ball here in backcourt, Kelly Page will inbound the ball. She gets it to Anderson. Anderson races the ball into the offensive zone. Joel Anderson gives away to Jamila Johnson behind a couple of screens, drives it to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson, and a foul is going to be called. Williamson picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line is going to be Johnson. Jamila Johnson has got 16 points in the ball game. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Johnson will have one more. He's down 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 75% foul shooter in the season. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So a 5-point lead with 30 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk. She's going to be fouled here in backcourt. And this will turn into a free throw shooting contest the rest of the way. 27.6 seconds to play now. Taylor Shepard picks up the personal foul from Midland. That's going to be her fourth. We walk to the other end now. And Hastings will have a couple of free throws. Leading by a score of 81-76. Jamie Van Kirk, 10 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. 27 points in the basketball game for Hastings. Van Kirk's free throw, good. She'll have one more. That ties her season high. She also put up 28 points in the ball game against Sterling in a non-conference affair earlier this season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jamie Van Kirk. Now with 29 in the ball game, Hastings with an 83-76 lead. There's Jamila Johnson dribbling the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Jamila Johnson takes it right to the hole and scores. She's now got 19 in the ball game. And now with 19 seconds to play, Midland calls another timeout. We got a timeout on the floor. It's a five-point ball game. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings 83, Midland 78.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS from Fremont. Midland had the lead at halftime, 38-34. Hastings on the strength of a great push by Jamie Van Kirk. Had a seven-point lead with 11:38 to play. Van Kirk scored 19 points in the first 8 minutes of the second half. And now she's got 29 for the ball game. Hastings with a five-point lead, 83-78. Broncos will try to inbound the ball here in backcourt. They do as they get it into the hands of Van Kirk, and why not? She is fouled in a play here, and Jamie will go to the free throw line. Mila Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number four on her. So Van Kirk goes back to the free throw line for Hastings. A season-high 29 points in the ball game for Van Kirk. 12 out of 14 from the free throw line. She'll have two more shots here. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Van Kirk with 30. Averages 17.8 on the season. Second best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there, good. 14 out of 16 from the free throw line. Hastings leading by 7. There's Jamila Johnson for 3. Shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound Shepard. Follow shot up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. So a couple of shots at the hole there from Midland. They couldn't convert. Now we're down to 8.3 seconds to play. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game. Williamson will check out. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball here for Hastings. We'll get things in. That's going to be Jackson with it. Jackson now to Peterson down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. 2 seconds, 1 second. The ball game is over. Hastings College wins the basketball game. The Broncos come from 10 points down in the first half of play. And they beat Midland for the second time this season. This time here at the Midland University Events Center. The Broncos win by 7 points. The final score of 85-78. And with the win, the Broncos pull into a first place tie now with Concordia atop the Great Plains Athletic Conference and a chance to play for the crown on Saturday. Hastings will play at Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Meanwhile, Concordia will play the Morningside Mustangs in Sioux City. So the Broncos now are in first place now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after an impressive second half as the Broncos beat Midland tonight by a score of 85-78. Hastings now 25-3 in the season. They're 16-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland drops to 14 wins and 15 losses. The Warriors are now 10-9 in conference play. Again, the final score, Hastings 85, Midland 78. Back with a recap right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Midland University Events Center in Fremont tonight. Hastings College, the women's basketball team, picks up a win here tonight over Midland. The final score of 85-78. The Broncos picking up a win here tonight. So Hastings again increases their record to 25 wins and 3 losses. 16-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland is now 14-15. They are 10-9 in the conference. And we have hit a parents' night here as the women's basketball team is being honored here between games as their seniors are being honored here in front of a pretty good house here tonight. There's a couple of seniors, Shelby Ruprak, one of the seniors from Midland, Darian Moon, who we just saw at this ball game, also Kelly Page. So three seniors on this basketball team. Midland is going to be very good in the next couple of years. Only three seniors off of this basketball team here tonight. So Hastings College, they fell behind early, 5-0 here in the basketball game. Midland had a 7-2 lead in the first half. Hastings came back. They grabbed their first lead in the ball game at 8-7. It was a seesaw battle for a couple of minutes there in the first half before Midland opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 25-15. The Broncos chipped away, got it down to 3 points at 27-24 with 6.5 minutes to play. Hastings was in 2 points at 29-27. Got it down to 1 point at 33-32, but Midland had the lead at halftime on a score of 38-34. Hastings came back to tie the score at 38. We were tied up at 41, also tied up at 43, tied up at 44, 47. And after that, Hastings... Well, we were tied up at 51 points apiece as well with 13.5 minutes to play. Broncos then was able to grab a 7-point lead at 58-51 with 11:38 to play as Jamie Van Kirk scored 19 points in the first 12 minutes of the second half. As Van Kirk propelled the Broncos to the lead, Hastings then had to hang on down the stretch as Midland came back. Closest they got down the stretch was 4 points at 72-68. And the Broncos able to win the basketball game here tonight over Midland, 85-78. So a couple of wins for Hastings over Midland this year. They beat him back at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 71-59. And they beat him tonight here in Fremont by a score of 85-78. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers. We've got the scoring and a whole lot more. Plus, men's college basketball is coming up tonight. Here in a little bit on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Midland University Events Center in Fremont, the Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight by a score of 85-78 over Midland. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight, Hastings ended up shooting 38% from the floor. They were 25 out of 65 for 38.5%. Midland actually outshot Hastings. The Warriors were 28 out of 65 for 43%. The Broncos knocked down only 3 out of 15 from three-point range for 20%. Midland was 7 out of 12 for 58%. Hastings outscored Midland, though, from the free throw line, 32-15. Hastings was 32 out of 38 from the free throw line, 84%. Midland was 15 out of 22 for 68%. The rebounds were dead even, 31 apiece. In fact, each team had 13 offensive rebounds and 18 on defense. So the rebounds were even tonight. Hastings had 6 turnovers in the ball game. Midland had 13. The Broncos had 4 block shots and 7 steals. Midland had 4 block shots and 6 steals. So Hastings outscoring Midland from the free throw line by 17 And they win it by 7 points tonight, 85-78, as the Broncos improve their record now to 25 wins and 3 losses, 16-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play for the conference championship on Saturday. They'll play at Northwestern, while the co-conference leaders now, Concordia, they'll be at action against the Morningside Mustangs. But a big, big performance by Jamie Van Kirk tonight for the Broncos as she scores a season-high 30 points officially here in the basketball game here tonight. So Hastings wins at 85-78. The men's teams are now on the court as they're going through their pregame workouts here. We have the men's ball game coming up in just a little bit. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue on 1230 KHS.
Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Midland University. The final score of 85-78. Checking their scoring here in the ball game. Jamie Van Kirk had a season high in this contest tonight. She scores 30 points in the ball game. Van Kirk had only 1 3-pointer, but she had 7 2-point field goals, and she was dead on from the free throw line. 13 out of 16 from the stripe tonight. Jamie Van Kirk, season high 30 points in the ball game for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener, she had a good night. She scores 23 points. Zwiener had 9 field goals, and she was 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Also in double figures for Hastings was Cammy Breckman. Breckman had 2 field goals, and she was 8 out of 8 from the line for 12 points. Frankie Peterson also had double figures tonight. She had 10. Peterson knocks down 1 3-pointer. She was also connecting on a couple of 2-point field goals in the ball game, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line for 10. So Van Kirk with 30. Laurel Zwiener had 23 points. Cammy Breckman had 12, and Frankie Peterson had 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Abby Jackson had 7 points. Jackson had 1 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals in the ball game, but also scoring was Sierra Williamson. She was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Van Kirk leads the way with 30 tonight for Hastings College. For Midland, they were led by Kelly Page as he scores 21 points in the ball game for the Warriors. Kelly Page, she was 5 out of 5 on 3-pointers tonight, 7 out of 7 from the field. It was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kelly Page, 21 points in the ball game for the Warriors. Jemima Johnson, she had 19 points. She had 1 3-pointer in 5 attempts, and she was 7 out of 24 from the field, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Jemima Johnson scoring 19. Sammy Lucari, she had 3 field goals, and she was 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. She had 11 points. The other scorers from Midland, we had Taylor Shepard score 8. She had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 8 points. Darian Moon, she had 6 on 3 field goals. Shelby Ruprecht, she had 6 points, a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Joelle Anderson, she had 2 field goals and 4 points. And also a Danny Anderson scored in the ball game, and she had a 3-pointer in the first half of play. But Hastings College wins it here tonight. Women's college basketball, the final score of 85-78. Hastings College men's basketball team getting ready to take on Midland University in game number 2 here tonight. We'll come back. We'll check some of the other scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we continue here on 1230 KHAS.
Five Plains Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. In between games, the Hastings College women, they win the first ball game tonight over Midland by a score of 85-78. The rest of the scores in the G-Pack are all final now. Northwestern, the Red Raiders, they knock off the Dort Defenders tonight by 32 in Orange City, winning by a score of 102-70. Northwestern had lost two games in a row. They bounced back as the Red Raiders top the century mark tonight. They beat Dort 102-70. Hastings will play at Northwestern on Saturday afternoon. Nebraska Wesleyan, they upset the Doane College Tigers tonight in Lincoln. Nebraska Wesleyan 65, Doane 64. A couple other games as Morningside, they top the century mark as they get ready for championship Saturday. Morningside rolling past Briarcliff tonight in Sioux City by a score of 113-93. And it was Dakota Wesleyan winning in Yankton over Mount Marty by a score of 82-72. So the scene is pretty simple on Saturday. If Hastings can beat Northwestern, the Broncos will win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. Same story for Concordia. If they can beat Morningside, they will be in a tie with Hastings for the top spot for the GPAC championship, and both will get bids into the NAIA national tournament in Sioux City. So they're hoping for a Concordia loss on Saturday to Morningside, while Hastings is going to pick up a win on the Saturday afternoon against Northwestern. These two teams are tied for the top spot in the conference now with a mark of 16 wins and 3 losses. So Hastings picking up a win in women's college basketball tonight, 85-78, after falling behind by 10 points early in the first half of play at 25-15, a season-high 30 points tonight for Jamie Van Kirk of Hastings. We got the men's ball game coming up in just a few minutes here on 1230 KHIS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gabers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.